Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm a founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches remove limiting beliefs about money and open the door to new prosperity. Limiting beliefs about money hold many people back from true abundance. These beliefs are lies you and I have learned from others. Here are some examples. You need money to make money. Or wealthy people are all greedy and bad. Limiting beliefs cause a lot of trouble. For example, if you buy into wealthy people are greedy and bad, you will likely, on a subconscious level, sabotage any efforts you make to create true financial abundance in your life. In essence, you've thrown up a big brick wall that blocks the law of attraction from working in your favor. Here's the good news. I will share with you a meditation that will help you identify and transform these misguided beliefs into positive, healthy ones. To start with, find a quiet place. Turn off your cell phone and make sure that you're not going to be disturbed by family or friends. Find a place where you can sit comfortably and try to keep your back straight. And now, the release yourself from limiting beliefs meditation. So relax and take in a deep breath and close your eyes. Notice that the light begins to fade around you. It gets darker and darker until the light is gone and you are safe and secure in this darkness. And just as the darkness is left, and just as the light has gone, it now returns. Slowly at first, it gets brighter and brighter. The light is back. You now see that you are in a great temple. In front of you is a large stone altar. You step up to the altar. On the altar's right side, there is a large cauldron. And within it, there is a fire brightly burning. It is warm and soothing. Turning your attention back to the altar, you see that 3 objects lay there on the smooth surface. Each one of these objects represents an untruth you have about money. It can be any belief that keeps you from prosperity. You pick up the first object. You look closely at it. You turn it over and around in your hands. What untruth does this object represent? Looking at this untruth, you no longer need to hold onto this belief. And turn to the fire on your right. The fire in the cauldron is warm. You toss the untruth into the fire and watch as it is consumed by the flames. This untruth is no longer part of your beliefs. You return to the altar and pick up the second object. You now turn it over and examine it closely. What untruth does this object represent? You now turn to the cauldron and toss the untruth into the fire and watch as it's consumed by the flames. This untruth is now no longer part of your beliefs. Now turn your attention back to the altar. Pick up the last object. Turn it over in your hands. Examine it. What does this untruth represent? You turn towards the cauldron and you toss your untruth into the fire and watch as it's consumed by the flames. This untruth is no longer part of your beliefs. You step back from the cauldron. And you notice something that was not there before. On the altar's left side is a small silver chest. You step over to the small silver chest, and you feel there's something in your pocket. You discover it's a small key. This is the key of knowledge and truth. You insert the key into the chest. You hear a quiet click, and the chest pops open. You see 3 different objects representing new positive truths. about money. You pick the first one up and look at it. Turn it over in your hands. What is this truth and what does it mean to you? You rest this truth upon your altar and pick up the second object. You turn it over in your hands and look at it. What truth does this object represent? You now place the second object on the altar. You turn back to the chest and reach in for the third and final object. You turn it over in your hands, examining it closely. This is a new truth about money that you now hold. You place it on the altar. Looking at the three objects, you take in a deep breath. In and out. And now you take a second breath. In and out. And last one. In and out. And now you notice that the light begins to fade. It gets darker and darker. And soon the light is gone, and you are safe and secure in this darkness, for it is familiar to you. And just as the light has gone, it now returns. Slowly at first, it gets brighter and brighter, until you are safe and sound in the room that you started this meditation in. And now you can open your eyes. I suggest now that you write down, perhaps in your journal, the three truth objects that you now know of, and any other insights you have from this experience. Write down what positive beliefs you want to hold on to and have as part of your daily living. You can return to this meditation as often as you need. Remember, meditations are helpful to uplift your life. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.